Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Mem Amud Aleph, four lines down by the Tashma. The Gemara here is continuing to discuss the machloket that we have between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yanai, who says that the drawing of the lots is me'akev, but the placement of the lots on the animals is not me'akev. And Rabbi Yochanan says that even the drawing of the lots is not me'akev. Of course, placing the lots on the animals is not me'akev. You simply have to say, this one is l'ashem chatat, and this one is l'azazel, and it works. Obviously, l'chatchila, you're supposed to do it derech the lottery, but it's not necessary according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara set up their machloket in two different ways, based on a machloket later on in the Masechta between Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemia believes that the word chukah with regards to the avodat Yom HaKippurim, the Seder Yom HaKippurim, applies to all avodah that is done in the Beged Lavan, versus Rabbi Yehuda believes that the chukah, or the necessity to have the avodat Yom HaKippurim done ala Seder, only applies to things in the Big Day Lavan that are bifnim, that are inside the heichal. Otherwise, the word chukah does not apply. So the Gemara set up their machlokin in both directions. In one instance, it set it up that everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not me'akev. There are questions inside of Rabbi Nechemia. Is it me'akev because it's Big Day Lavan, even though it's bechutz, so it is me'akev? Or the other one says no, because it's just not an avodah. It's not me'akev because it's not a real avodah. The other way the Gemara set it up was that according to Rabbi Nechemia, everybody thinks it's me'akev, and the machloket is in Rabbi Yehuda's position. The one who says that it's not me'akev holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says that it is me'akev says that tanaba, that the pasuk said it twice, asher Allah alav agaral, twice, therefore it's me'akev, even though it's v'big de levan and bechutz. So those were the two ways we set up the machloket. Alright, so then the Gemara says, Tashma. Let's hear. Mitzvah lahagriel uluhit vadot. It's a mitzvah to do the hagrilah and to do the vidui. Lohi griel, lohit vada, kasher. If you skip the hagrilah or the vidui, it's still kasher bidiabad. So the chatrila, you're supposed to do the hagrilah, the lari, you're supposed to do the vidui. If you did neither of them, it's not me'akev, and bidiabad, it's okay. Chitema hochanami laniach. How do we solve the problem yesterday? We said, okay, what does it mean that lohi griel is okay bidiavad? We said it's not referring to the hagbalah itself. It's not referring to pulling the lots. It's referring to the placement of the lots on the animals. So we emended the braita yesterday, or the way Tosafot says it. We didn't emend it. We translated or understood the word hagbalah there to mean laniach. So if you want to do that over here, ema seifa. What are you going to do to the latter half of the braita where it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lohi griel kasher? Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you don't do the hagrilah, that it's okay. Lohi dvada, pasul. On the other hand, if you didn't do the vidui, then it's problematic. So he thinks the vidui is me'akev, versus the Tanakamo says it's not, but he agrees with regards to the hagrilah that it's not me'akev. So my lohi gril. So now, what are you going to say lohi gril is? Ilema lohi niach. If you're going to do what you did before and interpret lohi gril to mean that it's the placement of the lots on the animals that's not me'akev, Michlal, then you would have to infer from that, that he thinks that the hagrola is me'akev. Because what he's saying here in the Braita is, lohi griel kasher, that means lohi niach. If he didn't place the lots on the animals, then it's kasher b'diavat. But the implications of that are that if he didn't do the hagrola, it would be me'akev. V'hatanya, is that really true? We have a position of Rabbi Shimon that mate echad mehem, if one of the two Seirim dies and you have to replace it, Rabbi Shimon says you just bring a new Seir and you use it for the one that is missing. You don't have to do a new lot and then with the lot pick the one that you need from the lot. So that's different Rabbi Shimon. So if that's the case, Rabbi Shimon does not think that Hagala is Me'akev. Otherwise, how could he bring in the replacement animal without a lottery? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon lo yada ma'ka amrei rabbonon. Rabbi Shimon was actually uncertain as to what the rabbonon said. V'hachi ha'amar lehu. And this is his response to them. In the ratio of the Braita, they say, first of all, vidui is not me'akev. On that, he's certain that they're wrong, and he says that vidui is me'akev. The other statement they make is, lohi gril kasher, that hagrilah is not me'akev. He's uncertain as to which hagrilah they're speaking about. Are they speaking about the drawing of the lots? Or are they speaking about the placement of the lots on the animals? So, I hagrilah mamash, kamitu. So he says, listen, if you meant that Hagalah is not Ma'akev means literally the drawing of the lots is not Ma'akev. Faligna alaychu b'chado. Then I only argue with you on one point, which is the vidui. So if you say that Hagalah is not Ma'akev and Hagalah means the pulling of the lots, then I agree with you that the pulling of the lots is not Ma'akev. And I disagree with you with regards to the vidui. I Hagalah dekamitu hainu hanacha. If you say that the Hagalah, that's not Ma'akev over here, is the not pulling of the lots, but the placement of the lots on the animals, then paligna alaychu b'tarte. I argue on you on both points. Number one, vidui, I disagree. Vidui is mi'akev. Number two is, I disagree with you with Hagalah. Not only is the placement of the lots not mi'akev, the pulling of the lots is also not mi'akev. So in this way, in the Seifa, when Rabbi Shimon says, im lohi gril kasher, he means about everything. He means the pulling of the lots and the placement of the lots. He says that none of those are mi'akev. On the other hand, the Chachamim, in the Reisha, that word Hagalah can mean either or. Hagalah, Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not sure if their Hagalah means pulling the lots, or that Hagalah means to place the lots. And once you've done that, it's a possibility that the Chachamim and the Reisha say that the placement of the lots is not Ma'akev, but the Hagalah is Ma'akev. And then in the latter half, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, even Hagalah is not Ma'akev, even though they use the same terminology. Because Rabbi Shimon's just copying their terminology because he's uncertain as to what it means there, but he's giving it stronger definition, which is, it means the pulling of the lots, as opposed to in the ratio where it may mean simply the placement of the lots. The reason that the Gemara wants to do that is so that it's not a problem, according to the Mandamar Me'akva, that if you say that it's Me'akev, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, then who's the author of the Braita? Or who's the author of the position of the Chachamim? Because over here the Chachamim are saying the lots aren't Ma'akev, and Rabbi Shimon saying the lots aren't Ma'akev. If that's the case, then you said before that, according to Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda, both Tanaim believe that it is Ma'akev. So how are we going to resolve that according to Rabbi Yanai? The answer is, no problem, because the Braita is talking about the Haniach. The Rabbanon are talking about the Haniach. The Gemara says, well, if the Rabbanon are talking about the Haniach, so is Rabbi Shimon. And we know Rabbi Shimon's position is not just about the Haniach. Rabbi Shimon's position is even about the Ikar pulling of the lots, that it's not Ma'akev. So what the Gemara did was it bifurcated the Braita and said, the Hagalah in the beginning is talking about the Hanacha. The Hagalah and Rabbi Shimon is talking about the real lots. They use the same terminology. So how could you switch the meaning in the middle of the Braita? Our answer is because Rabbi Shimon did not really know what the Chachamim were saying. And he basically repeated their Lashon, but in his terminology, saying that the definition for me of Lohi Gril Kasher means pulling of the lots. For you, I wasn't sure what it meant. I don't know if for you it means Laniach or Hagalah. And then the Gemara will assume that it does mean Hanacha. And that's why it'll fit according to Rabbi Yanai, because then the Chachamim will be saying that Hagalah is Me'akev. It's only Hanacha that is not Me'akev. Now, here there's a big machloket in the Girsa. Rashi, at this point, says that we should skip down to the last line of the Gemara and continue there. You can see that in the Aleph of the Bach, which we'll do now in 1 second. We're going to skip down to the last line of the Gemara here, which says, Va'azdu l'tamayu. They are l'shita tam. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says over here that the azdu l'tamayu goes back on this machloket about the vidui. The vidui that the Chachamim, the Tana Kama, says is not Ma'akev. And Rabbi Shimon says, is me'akev. The Gemara says about that, va'azdu l'tamayu. They are going l'shita tam with regards to the vidui, which is d'tanya. We have a breita. Breita is, ya'amad chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper alav. That when it refers to the sa'ir la'azazel, says in the pasuk, va'hasi'ir asher ala alav agoral la'azazel. He got a lot of the azazel. Yomod chai lifnei Hashem lechaper alav. He will stay alive before Hashem lechaper alav, to bring the chapara. L'shalach oto l'azazel amidbara, to send it out to the midbar to be l'azazel. The question is lechaper alav. What is that lechaper alav referring to? It says yomod chai lifnei Hashem. It has to be alive before Hashem lechaper alav until the kapara is accomplished. What kapara is being referenced in that pasuk? And that's the machloket here. What does the word lechaper alav mean? How long does it have to stay alive? Ad matai yeh zakuk lamod chai. How long does it have to stay alive? Ad shat matan damo shel chaveiro divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says until the dam of the Seir Lashem gets onto the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shat vidui dvarim. Until you do the vidui on the Seir, amishtaleach on the Seir la'azazel. The Kohen Gadol does 3 viduim on Yom HaKippurim. He does it twice on his par. And the third vidui goes on the Seir Lazazel. That's the Seir that carries the sins of Bnei Israel out. That's the kapara, is through the Seir Lazazel. The Seir Lashem is only about kamarat tumat mikdash ukdashav. It's a very local and specific kapara. The Seir Lazazel is the one that really brings the kapara. For all of Am Yisrael, it's machloket with regards to the Kohanim, whether they attain their kapara through the par, or they attain their kapara through the Seir Lazazel. Does the par just mimic the Seir Lashem, or does the par do both what the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel does? That's a machloket Tanaim as to how that works. But as far as Bnei Yisrael are concerned, the vidui on the Seir Lazazel is what carries their sins out the midbar. So the Gemara says, what's the machloket here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Kedetanyo, lechaper, bekaparat damim, akaltuv mendaber. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it says lechaper, it means kaparat damim. To do with the kaparat coming through dam, akaltuv, v'cheinu omer. And how do I know that? Because it says, v'chidah mechaperat ha-kodesh, that he finished doing the kaparat in the kodesh. Malalan bekaparat damim, afkan bekaparat damim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's at the end of the Avodat Pnim. It says, V'chilah mechaperet HaKodesh. When he finishes doing all the kapara of the Kodesh, what's the kapara of the Kodesh? That's all the dam. That's the sprinkling of the dam, the par, the dam of the Seir. All the damim that have to go in the Heichal, that's V'chilah mechaperet HaKodesh. He finishes that. And then he works with the Seir Achai. So he moves on to the Seir Achai after he finishes up the kapara internally in the Heichal. So what does the word kapara mean there in Pasuk Chaf? V'chilah mechaperet HaKodesh? It means damim. So what Rabbi Yehuda says is that's what it means up here as well. Yomod chai lifnei Hashem lichaper alav. The Seir Lazel will remain alive lichaper alav until the kapara pifnim of Seir Lashem is accomplished. So once the dam of the Seir Hashem is done, the Seir Lazel is no longer me'akev. If it dies at that point, we don't worry about it because it only has to stay alive as long as the Seir Lashem is being done internally. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda reads it. He says, if it dies at that point, it's done. You don't have to bring a new one. You're done. You don't have to do vidui. You don't have to do anything else. Another in Rabbi Shimon says, L'chaper alav b'kaparat dvarim akatuv midaber. It says L'chaper alav now, it doesn't mean the kapara of damim, because there is no damim with the Seir Lazazel. L'chaper alav is a local interpretation, meaning referencing Seir Lazazel. What's the kapara of Seir Lazazel? The vidui on the Seir Lazazel. That's what gets you the kapara. And so what you see from this is vidui ma'akev or not? Rabbi Yehuda says, vidui is not ma'akev. How do I know that? Because the pasuk only says that the Seir Azazel has to be alive long enough for you to finish up the Seir Lashem, the blood of the Seir Lashem. If it dies at that point, you don't have to replace it, even though you haven't reached vidui yet. Even though you haven't done the vidui yet, and the Seir Azazel. None of that is ma'akev, the Seir Azazel. As long as you finish the Seir Bifnim, then you're fine. As long as it stayed alive long enough to finish the Seir Bifnim, you don't have to replace it. So you see from Yehuda, vidui is not ma'akev. On the other, Rabbi Shimon says, the Seir Lazazel has to be alive long enough for you to do the vidui on it. If you don't do the vidui on it, you gotta replace it. So, if you gotta replace it because of the vidui, that tells you the vidui is ma'akev. But the taking into the midbar and throwing it off the mountain will not be ma'akev. So, you see here the machloket about vidui. Rabbi Yehuda says, vidui is not ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon says vidui is ma'akev. And that's what Rashi says, v'azdu l'tamayu. This is referencing the other half of the bright that we're not discussing. Not the agrala part, but the vidui part. And the vidui part is the shita tam. That's the way Rashi reads it. He says there were those that read it the other way around, which is that v'azdu l'tamayu was going on the machloket about hagrala. He says, but I can't make it work. Now Tosafot will disagree with Rashi and say that we can keep the girsa the way it is. We don't have to skip. And it's referencing the Hagalah, and we'll come back and we'll read it like Tosafot after we do the piece that we skipped, which is now back in the Gemara before of Tashma. This piece here, according to Rashi, comes after the Azul Tamayu, because Azul Tamayu is referencing the Braita. I read it in the order of Rashi in the Gemara. We read the Machloket about the Vidui, then we went to Azul Tamayu, now we came back to Rashi. What is the continuation of the Gemara here? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Parim Akevet HaSeir, V'seir inu ma'akevet ha-par b'matnot shebifnim. The par is a problem for the seir. If it's not done prior to the seir, it'll be problematic. On the other hand, the seir, if it's not done before the par, is not ma'akev. Now this has to do with the seder ha'avodah on Yom HaKippurim. If you remember, the Gemara told us earlier that in Parshat Achrimot, if you follow the psukim, the order of Adat Yom HaKippurim is laid out there in sequential order. There's nothing out of order there except for one thing. The only thing out of order there was the last pasuk, which is Hotzat Kafu Machta, taking out of the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which seems to be an appendage or the end of the Avodat Pnim. Right there it says that's not the right place for it because we need an extra tevilah. So we move that later on in the Avodah, we do the Olah and the Olat Ta'am and other things in between in order to force an additional changing of the glodes and a tevilah. But the rest of the Parsha is in order. If you go read the Parsha, the order of the Parsha is such that we know this from the Mishnayot and you'll become familiar with it because it's the order of the Mishnayot. So we've actually done a part of it already, which is we start out with the Vidui of the Par. That's what we just said before, that he brought, the Kohen Gadol went to the Par, then he did the Vidui on the Par. That's his first Vidui. Then he moves out to the eastern side of the Azarah to do the Hagrala. That's the next thing in the Psukim, is the Hagralata Se'irim. Then he comes back to his Par, and he does a second Vidui on the Par, and he shechs the Par. So he does a second Vidui on the Par and shechs it. Then he leaves the dam there with somebody mixing it and holding the dam. And then he takes the kaf and the machta. He takes the toret into the kodesh hakodashim. After that, he comes back out, takes the dam apart from the shechita that he's done already. And then he takes that dam into the kodesh hakodashim and sprinkles inside the kodesh hakodashim from the matnot hapar. Then he comes all the way back out again and does the shechitat ha-seir. He does the shechitat ha-seir and takes that dam all the way into the Kodesh HaKodeshim and sprinkles in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Then he comes back out again, gets the dam apar, and sprinkles it on the parochet, or before the, in front of the parochet. Then he goes back out again, gets the dam ha-seir, puts it in front of the parochet. Then he mixes the dam apar and dam ha-seir, it's actually machloka, whether he mixes them or not, and then he does the matno dam on the mizbech ha-zahav. That's the third set of matnot dam on the mizbech ha-zahav. Then he goes back out, does vidui on the Seir la'azazel, and they send out the Seir la'azazel, the mitbara. And then, in the parsha it has after that, he goes in and takes out the kaf and the machta, but we say that's not in order. First he does the olah olah ta'am on the outside of the big day zahav, then he puts on his big day levan to go get out the kaf and machta, that's the last thing he does. So in terms of order, there is back and forth between the par and the Seir. In terms of damim, or that which takes place, you do the shechita ha-par, and then you do the ktoret, which doesn't involve the seir, then you do the matnot dam in the kodesh ha-kodeshim of the par. Then you go out and shech the seir l'ashem, and you do the matnot dam of the seir in the kodesh ha-kodeshim. Then you come out, and he does, in the kodesh, he does the dam ha-par lifnei ha-parochet, and he does the dam ha-seir lifnei ha-parochet. Then he takes both damim and he puts them onto the mizbeach ha-zahav. There, each time, the dam ha-par precedes the dam ha-seir. So that's what the Braita says over here. Bishlama par ma'akevet ha-seir. I understand why par is ma'akevet ha-seir. The akdame le-seir mikamei par. If you do the seir before the par, lo avod v'lo klum. It doesn't work. Because we said that the seder ovodat yom ha-kippurim is me'akev. Me'akev means you have to do it in order. So I understand why if you did the seir before the par, you have a problem. Because in each instance, the par comes before the seir. So the par is ma'akev the seir. That makes a lot of sense. If you didn't do the matnot dam and the kodesh ha-kodeshim for the par yet, you can't do those for the seir. If you didn't do them on the lifnei ha-parochet, you also can't do it for the seir yet because the par has to come before the seir. So enter that statement. Ela, seir inu ma'akev et ha-par, where do you find this manifestation of the seir not being ma'akev the par? I understand in each discrete location, which means in the kodesh ha-kodeshim, par comes before seir. In the Kodesh, par comes before Seir. On the Mizbech Zahav, either they're together or par comes before Seir, depending on the Machloket later on in the Masechta. But each time, I understand in each discrete location that the par is Me'akev the Seir, but the Seir is not Me'akev the par. That's obvious because the par has to come before the Seir. But if you make a statement that Seir is not Me'akev the par, where is it that the Seir is not Me'akev the par? It's true that in each discrete location it's not ma'akev, but between locations it might be ma'akev, which is, if you've yet to do the blood of the Seir in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, can you do the blood of the Par in the Kodesh? That's not in order anymore. The order is Par in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Seir in Kodesh HaKodeshim, then Par in the Kodesh, before the Parochet, and then Seir on the Parochet. If you went ahead and did the Par in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then the Par again in the Kodesh, before you ever did the Seir, you're out of order. So are you suggesting now, and that's what the Gemara wants to know, El Seir ainu ma'akev par, ma'nihu. Where is it that the Seir is not ma'akev par? Ilema di akti matnot par be'echal, mikame matnot de Seir bifnim. If he went ahead and did the matnot par, like I suggested now, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim plus in the Kodesh, before you did the matnot seir bifnim, before you did the matnot seir in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, chukak tibu. The Parsha says that it's got to be in order. Chukah means it's ma'akev. The order of the psukim is ma'akev, and now you're out of order. You're out of order of the psukim, because the psukim say you got to get the seir into the Kodesh HaKodeshim before you get the par in the Kodesh. So if you did par in Kodesh HaKodeshim and par in Kodesh, you haven't helped yourself. Elalav da'aktim matnot par bifnim mikamei hagrala. Because we saw before, the order in the psukim was that he does the vidui on the par, and now we're up to in the Mishnayot, the hagrala. So the hagrala comes after the vidui par, before the dam of the par bifnim. So what happens, the Gemara is suggesting now, is what happens if he went ahead and he shechted the par, he did everything he had to do with the par, and then he took the dam to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then only then did he do the hagrala. So the suggestion of this braita is, that it would not be me'akev. That order is not me'akev. The hagralah, or the order of the hagralah, is not me'akev. Gemara says that this is what it means in the braita, that the se'ir is not me'akev the par. That if you did the hagralah to se'ir later than you were supposed to, it's okay. So that's what the Gemara says here. Elalav da'aktim matnot the par bifnim, mikameh hagralah. He did the matnot dam in the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the par before he drew the lots. And then the Gemara draws another conclusion, which is, umidisidra lo me'akva. Ikrad the hagrala, nami lo makva. If the fact the placement of where the hagrala is not me'akev, then certainly the hagrala itself is not me'akev. Because we know from the pasuk chukah that anything that's an avoda and that is me'akev has to be in order. If you're telling me that it doesn't have to be in order, you're telling me it's not really an avoda. And since it's not really an avoda, it means that the ikrad hagrala is not me'akev. Mar says, well, that does not have to be the case. Now, again, here, the Gra says that we eliminate this next section from the Gemara, that this was unnecessary, and then they move on to the conclusion here, because it's almost a ridiculous suggestion, because the answer is embedded in the question. Others have the Girsa, including Rashi, have the Girsa of keeping this in, which is low. Da'akti matno par b'mizbeach, mikamei machnot seir be'echal. He moved the matno par b'mizbeach, mikamei machnot seir be'echal, before the matno seir in the echal, which is in the Kodesh. So remember again, it went in this order. Dama par in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Dama Seir in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Dama par on the Parochet, Dama Seir on the Parochet, then the Damim on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So now what the Gemara says is, okay, no, it's talking about that you did was, you did Dama par in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Dama Seir in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Then you did Dama par on the Parochet, and then instead of doing Seir on the Parochet, you went to the Mizbeach HaZahav. And you did the Dama par on the Mizbeach HaZahav before the Seir. And we're going to say that's not me'akev. Mehechal, Rabbi Yehuda he damar dvarim anasim bebig delavan b'chutz lo me'akve. And this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that anything that is done bebig delavan outside of the echal is not me'akev. Here also, since it's b'chutz, it's not me'akev. Problem is that it's completely incomprehensible because this isn't b'chutz. Mizbech zav is in the echal. Rabbi Yehuda's position is about outside of the echal. Bebig delavan outside of the echal is not me'akev, and that's the Gemara's question now. What are you talking about? We're still talking about matnot bifnim. We're still talking about matnot that are inside of the heichal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything in the heichal is me'akev. The only thing that's not me'akev is bachutz. Bachutz means outside of the heichal. So the reason that the Gra and others dropped the girsa here is because embedded in the question is the answer. They're saying, oh, it's not me'akev because it's bachutz. It's not really bachutz. It's still in the heichal. They're reading the first. They reinterpret the word of bachutz to mean not outside of the heichal, but outside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Doesn't really work. So therefore the Gemara rejects it, or others just take it out, because it's an obvious answer to the question, the question really doesn't exist. Now the Gemara says, Elaha Mani, how do we solve this problem? It's Rabbi Shimon, he. This is Rabbi Shimon, Damar Hagrala Lo Me'akva. Hagrala is not Me'akev whatsoever. So the solution to the problem is that this Braita is like Rabbi Shimon. And if it's Rabbi Shimon, it has no influence on our machloket that we had before between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing within Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya as to whether the Hagrala is Me'akev or not Me'akev. And so we wanted to bring a proof from this Braita that the Hagrala is not Me'akev. And who's going to be the author of that position? So that would skew our view of what their machloket is about or who's right in the machloket. The Gemara in the end says the author of this position is Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Rabbi Shimon is the author of this position. It has no bearing on our argument. The argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yana is in Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda's positions. It's not in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is a totally different position. And Rabbi Shimon says Hagala is not Me'akev whatsoever. The truth is now, once you have Rabbi Shimon as the author of that position, you could have answered earlier the two Braita that we had a problem with and that we amended. They could have been authored by Rabbi Shimon and that would have solved our problem, because then we have a Tana who says they're not Me'akev, and has no influence on our machloket, because it's not Reb Nechemiah and it's not Reb Yehuda. We have a third Tana now that says Hagrala is not Me'akev. Tosafot suggests that before, and he says, but I looked into the Tosefta where this Braita is quoted from, and the problem is that the latter half of the Tosefta says Divrei Rabbi Shimon. And therefore Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of the Reisha because he's the author of the Seifa. And that's why the Gemara did not use that answer before, even though it would have been a good answer out of context. It sounds like a great answer, but if you look at it in context, Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of that Braita. Ve'ibai Teima. The other answer is Lolam Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's the author of that position is Rabbi Yehuda. Onehi, the Besidrulam Akva. Hagrolam Mimakva. That even though the Seder is not Makev, the Hagrolah itself is Makev. I mean, there's a difference between doing the Hagrolah out of order versus not doing the Hagrolah whatsoever. You need the Hagrolah to be Mekadesh the Seirim. If you don't have Hagrolah whatsoever, you weren't Mekadesh the Seirim, you have a problem. That is Makev. On the other hand, the order of when you're Mekadesh the Seirim, that's not so important. Because it doesn't matter if you're Mekadesh the Seirim, which one's Lashem, which one's Azel, before the Damapar or after the Damapar, that's not relevant. That is not Me'akev. The when it's done is not Me'akev, but the fact that it is done is Me'akev. And we have other examples of that in Shas, where sometimes the order may not be Me'akev, but if you eliminate it entirely, if you drop it entirely, then it is Me'akev. Now, the reading of the Gemara according to Tosafot is Ve'azru L'tamayu. That this machloket over here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether the Hagrolah is Me'akev, Azru T'lamayu goes according to the Shitatam. It's the Shitatam that it is Me'akev. Now, how Tosfot reads this is that there is another machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the replacement of animals. If one of the animals dies and you have to replace it, how do you replace it? Rabbi Shimon says, you have an animal that dies, one of the shilas, Shem shilas is out, just bring another animal. Bring another animal and replace it. You're done. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to throw a new lot because you have to have a designation. How do you designate Seir Hashem, Seir Lezizel? You have to throw a lot. You can only throw a lot if you have two animals. Having one animal, there's no lot. So what he says is, if you lost one of the animals, one of them died, then you have to bring two new animals, throw lots on them, and then the one that you need, you take from the lot.
What
that's a machloket later on. What happens? Which one is the replacement? Meaning that, do you use the two new ones? Or do you keep the original one and then put it together and match it up with the one it needs from the other one? If the other one dies, the second one and the second hagrolah dies. So that's a question, which one is the ikar now? But what you see between them is there's a machloket about hagrolah. Whether Hagrolah is needed to replace them. So what Tosafot says over here is, Va'azdu l'tamayu. They're going according to their own shita. Not about vidoy, but rather about Hagrolah. We just said now, Rabbi Shimon says Hagrolah is not Me'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says Hagrolah is Me'akev. And where do we see a manifestation of that same machloket? In the replacement of animals as well. If you lose an animal, Rabbi Shimon says just bring another one. You don't have to do Hagrolah. Hagrolah is not Me'akev. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says Hagrolah is Me'akev. Therefore, in order to get a replacement animal, you have to do a new Hagrolah. And that's what it means here. Vazu tamayu detanya. We have a braita. Yomod chai lifnei Hashem lechaper alav. Ad matai yeh zakuk lamod chai. Until how long does he have to stay alive? Ad shad matan damo shel chaveiro. Until you bring the dam of the seer Hashem, it has to stay alive. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if it dies beforehand? You gotta do Hagrolah to replace it. That's where Tosfot says is the azu tamayu. It's not about their ikur shita here, but rather about the implications of their shita. If it dies before that point in time, you're gonna have to do a Hagrolah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shad vidui dvarim. It has to be alive. The Seir Lezizel has to be alive until you do the vidui on it. What happens if it dies before the vidui? You just bring a new one. Bring a new Seir Lezizel. You don't have to do Hagrolah. And so it's the inference, or the secondary aspect of their machloket, that is what's the focus of the Gemara, as to whether Hagrolah is Me'akev or not Me'akev. And that's what Tosfot says, is Azdu L'Tamayu. Azdu L'Tamayu is referencing this, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether Hagrolah is Me'akev or not. It has to do with their positions about replacing the animals. Now it is a leap, because there might be a difference between picking the animals the first time and the second time. Once you've done Hagrolah, then maybe you could say it's not Me'akev. In that there's not necessarily correlation between the two. Could be that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that way, but it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda that the Hagrolah in the first place is Me'akev, and in replacing the animals, it's not Me'akev. The two might be independent of each other. Here the Gemara brings them together. The weakness in Tosafot's Pshat is, number one, it's not explicitly mentioned here in the Machloket. We mentioned Machloket to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and Iker Chasam and Sefer, which is, we're not focused on their Iker Machloket, we're focused on their secondary Machloket, which is, how do you replace the animal? But that's how Tosafot solves the problem without having to mess up or to rework the Girsa, to change the order of the Gemara. He leaves the Gemara's order intact. So the benefit of Tosafot's position is that you leave the Gemara in order. The weakness is that, first of all, you're connecting two machlokot that may not be connected. Number two is that it's not even mentioned explicitly in this azum tamayah that we bring it down. Then Rashi has the strength of that the machloket here correlates with the issue of vidui, because that's exactly what we're speaking about over here, and it's directly connected between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The problem is it's out of order. You have to change the gears of the Gemara to get it to work. Now, technically, you could leave it over here, and the Gemara is doing a flashback, although it doesn't make so much sense of doing that, because the Gemara switches back to, again, the issue of Hagralah and not again. So it's stuck between two things that are speaking about Hagralah, so you really have to move the gears back, like the Bach does for Rashi. So then we did again, B'maika Miflagei, what's the machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Kedetanya, the Chaper. Bekavarat Tamim, HaKatuv Midaber, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Yamad Chai, B'fnei Shem, the Chaper Alav, until the Seir LaShem is done, the Kaparat Tamim is done. Because when it says, V'chein Hu Omer, V'chilami Chaper Takodesh, at the end of Udat Hayom, B'fnim, it says that you finish doing the Kaparat, means the Kaparat Tamim. Malalam Bekaparat Tamim, Afkan Bekaparat Tamim. Just like over there, it's Kaparat Tamim, so to over here, it's Kaparat Tamim, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Chaper Alav, Kaparat Tavrim, HaKadud Medaber. The Chaper Alav is defined in the context of Seir Lezazel. What's Kaparat of Seir Lezazel? That's the Vidui. So that's their Machloket. Now, Tashma. We have a question which you've been raising a number of times, which is, Sholu Tamidav et Rabbi Akiva. Tamidim asked Rabbi Akiva. A lot is small. Pull out the lot on the left hand. Mahushi Akzur, the Yamin. Can he just move it over to his right hand? Then why can't he just switch it? Pulls that in his left hand. That's not so auspicious. Just switch it over to his right hand and then put it on the right behemoth. Can he switch it after he's drawn the lot? Then, out in Hu Makom, the Tztukim, they're adult. You're giving an opening, a pitchon peh to the Tztukim to be Rodeh. Tztukim over here, he doesn't say necessarily means tztuki in the true sense of what we mean, but it means tamidim achokim ala Torah. It's a tamidim that don't follow the Torah, whether it means Torah Shebal Peh or Torah in general. Don't give them a room to say this is all a joke, because you pull it out on the left hand and he switches it to the right hand. The Gemara says, taima da al titnu makom letztukim nirdot. Sounds like from this, the only problem Rabbi Akiva has is that it might lead to bad things. If you allow us to switch things, even after you've done it, then people will learn from that, nothing matters. Because, look, you see here, you're supposed to put it out on your left hand, and then he switches it to the right. So, what's the big deal? I can do this, and halacha, I can do that, and halacha, I can switch things around. So, halavachi, had it not been for that reasoning, mahadrinanle, we would allow you to switch it. It says, v'amart hagrala me'akva. Did you say before that the hagrala is me'akev? And since the hagrala is me'akev, how could you switch it afterwards? The drawing of the lot is what determines which one's the seir l'ashem and which one's the seir l'azazel. The came into kavate small. If you pull it out on the left hand, and that already determines which one the left animal is, how do you switch around the animals? You can't switch it. If you say Hagralah is ma'akev, then you can't switch it around. Now Tosafot says over here, you could just answer, this is Agliba to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Hagralah is not ma'akev. Since Hagralah is not ma'akev, you could have switched them around afterwards. You could have done whatever you wanted, but just don't do it because it looks bad. It looks bad to switch around, but Hagralah is not ma'akev according to Rabbi Shimon. Tosafot says, we don't answer this way because Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon, but he's also the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. And so we want him to be able to be in accord with all of their positions, because we're not sure as to which is Talmidim is drawing his opinion, Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Is Hagrala Ma'akev or not Ma'akev? So Amarova Hachi Gamari. This is how to read it. Allah Garal Bismol, this was their question. If the Garal comes up on the left hand, Ma'ushi Akzirulo Ulusirol Yamin, can I move the lot and the Seir over to the right side? So he pulls the Seir Lashem out of his left hand. That means that the left animal is now Seir Lashem. But that's a little bit inauspicious. So what does he do? He takes the lot and the animal and he moves them over to the right side now. So now it looks a little bit better because now it's on the right side. Even though when he drew the lot, it was on the left, but now he switches it to the right. But he didn't do anything wrong because he's keeping the one that was Seir Lashem as Seir Lashem because he's moving the lot and the animal over to the other side. So I'm out to new Magom to give him their dot. And that's Rabbi Akiva says, that doesn't look good. You could do it. There's nothing wrong with doing that because you're not changing the kedusha of the animals. But why do it? If you do it, you're starting to make it look like the whole thing's a fake. Or you're starting to say that the halacha is not so important because we're switching around the right to the left. We don't want to do that because it looks bad and other people are going to learn to do the wrong thing from that. So we won't do it because of the way it looks. It's a marat ayin issue. Even though mikra halacha, you could do it because you're not switching anything. You're just switching where the position is. You're not switching which animal is Seir Lashem and Seir Lazazel. Tashma. So another attempt to determine about this machlok between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Ilu ne'amar et asir asher alav, hayiti mer yinichenu alav. Said, et asir asher alav, I would say you have to put the lot on it. Tamalomar Allah. When it's drawn, kevin shalav shuvenu tzarich. That the only thing that me'akev here is the drawing of the lot, not the placement of the lot. Lemai, what is this? Ilema le mitzvah. If you say that this is only lechatchila, you have to draw the lot. It's not makev, it's just lechatchila. Michal da hanacha mitzvah nami lo. That indicates that hanacha is not even a mitzvah. That doesn't make sense because we said that placing them on the lots is at least the mitzvah lechatchila. It may not be makev. Lav lakev, and it is lakev shma mina. Hagrula me'akva. From here you see that hagrula is me'akev anacha. Lo me'akva. Anacha is not me'akev. So that would be again a question on the way that we set up the Gemara before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said there was a position when we said that their machloket is in Rabbi Nechemiah, that Rabbi Yochanan has nobody who thinks that hagrula is me'akev. Samarava, hachikamar, ilune amar asher alav, ayiti omer yenichenu alav, atshat shchita. If it said that it be on it, I would say you have to leave the choice, the lot on it until the time of Shechita. That as soon as you take it out, you can place it on it and you're done. You don't have to wait, or you have to keep it on the animal until the time of Shechita. So that's what it's talking about here. It's not even whether Agrola is Ma'akev or the Hanacha is Ma'akev. It's talking about how long is the duration of the Hanacha. Is Hanacha just after you pull the lot, you put it on and you're done? Or does Hanacha mean literally you take it out and then you leave it on the animal until the time of Shechita? That would be the mitzvah. The answer is no. You can remove it immediately. As soon as you put it on, that's it. It's designated and you're done. So Tashma, here's the last of the proofs, which is Vasau Chatat. The Pasuk says in Achrimot, Yikriv Aron et Asir Asher Allah Lava Gerol Hashem Vasau Chatat. The Gerol that is Lashem, you're going to make it into a Chatat. That's the Sa'ir Bifnim. So what does it mean Vasau Chatat? So Gemara says, that means HaGerol Oseu Chatat Vein Hashem Oseu Chatat. The only way to make it into a chatat is through the hagrala, not through just saying, that's a chatat. So, shiachol, I would have thought, halo dinu, it's a kavachomer. Ramama kom shalo kidesh hagoral, kidesh hashem. In any other korban, can't use a goral. Goral doesn't work. Lotteries don't work to be mekadesh animals. The way you're mekadesh an animal in any other situation is you say, this is a chatat, this is a ola. Makom shikidesh hagoral, over here, by Yom HaKippurim, where the goral does work, enu din shikadesh hashem, then certainly saying it directly should work. Tamalomar vasau chatat hagoral oseu chatat ben Hashem oseu chatat. Here you see that the goral is me'akev. Now, who's the author of this braita? This braita is Stam Sifra. This is a Sifra, which is Torat Kohanim, is the Midrash Halacha and Vayikra. Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda. The author of the Sifra or Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. That means that this is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda believes that it is me'akev, hagorla is me'akev. V'katani hagorla oseu chatat, v'nashem oseu chatat. From this you see that Rabbi Yehuda's position is that goral is me'akev. Alma hagorla me'akva. From this you see that goral is me'akev. T'yufta demand alma hagorla me'akva t'yufta. That is a strong question. It undermines the position of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the hagorla is not me'akev. Rabbi Yochanan's position is either that Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's not me'akev, or both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah think it's not Me'akev. But over here you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda's position is that it is Me'akev, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's position is knocked off by this because we see Rabbi Yehuda believes it is Me'akev, and Rabbi Yehuda is right. Hagrula is Me'akev, and Hanacha is what is not Me'akev. Okay, we'll stop over here.